Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WIS Politics and WIS Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WIS Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Smoke here for WIS Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by returning guest, Craig Dorio. He's the CEO for an Appleton startup called Dawdles, a social animation platform that aims to make it easier for anyone to animate. We're going to be talking about that company and a new venture he's been working on more recently. Craig, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
So last time you were on, around this time last year, in August 2018, we talked a little bit about your customer outreach strategy for Dawdles. Mm-hmm. You were involved with some in-person engagement at Comic-Cons and events like that, as well as online outreach through social media platforms and influencers. Can you give an update on how that effort's been going, and have you changed that strategy at all?
Yeah, we're definitely more on the social side now than the traditional Comic-Con approach. I mean, we're exclusively in that area now.
Gotcha.
And we've actually built out that strategy. And actually, that's where the spinoff company came from, was out of that, the tactics that we use for online engagement. So, things have been growing nicely with our audience in terms of downloads are increasing and having a few thousand people downloading the app and using it. And then also just the forums where we've got communities on Facebook and on Instagram especially, where people are really engaging with our product and giving us direction for the app, really.
Gotcha, getting feedback there from mm-hmm. those communities. That's great. You also mentioned last time that you were getting a pretty good return for some advertisement that you were doing. Mm-hmm. Are you still kind of doing that, and is that still working?
That is the second company, actually, is what since that last time we spun this off into a separate company. So, yeah, we were learning how to engage, especially on Instagram, how to grow massive audiences, grew to over 500,000 followers using these automation tactics. Mm. So it's basically a way of finding out where your niche communities are, different pockets of people that might be interested in your product, and targeting those people through a series of engagements by liking, following, commenting on their posts, watching their stories, using automation to do this at scale. So that really helped us grow our audience fast and have a very engaged audience that communicates with us.
That's great. I'd like to ask you more about that second company, but first I just want to ask also, where is Dawdles currently being used? Is it here in the U.S. And in other countries?
It's international, and it's still restricted here in the U.S. where we don't have the full launch. Like the major 8 countries we've kept away from because we want to push this to a bigger launch. But you can download this in the App Store in the U.S. It'll just be a beta format, basically. So if you go to Google Play, you'll be able to see it right from searching for Dawdles. If you go on iOS, you probably have to go through our Instagram or our website to get access to the app through iOS.
Okay, sounds good. We can certainly include a link as well if that's helpful.
Great.
underneath the podcast.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you about your second company now, which you've said sort of grew out of some of the things you were doing with Dawdles, especially in the social media space, which I think is really interesting. Mm-hmm. You said it's called Pound Social. Can you talk a little more about the recent launch and details for that?
Yeah, so we started, the need arose from how do we grow our social pro, how do we grow our audience, how do we get downloads, because we don't have money. So this was the need for, the lack of cash really pushed us to explore automation. And our needs were great. We wanted to engage investors. We wanted to engage partners. We wanted to engage influencers. We wanted to engage our community especially. So we had all these different needs. Some of them are easier to find on Facebook. Some of them are easier to find, on LinkedIn. And some of them are easier to find on Instagram. Like our core audience would be on Instagram, but maybe the investors would be on LinkedIn, for example. Hmm. So we wanted to automate this. We wanted to reach out at scale so that with very little resources. So we were able to do that successfully for Dawdles, but then also for we realized other companies had that same need. How do we on a budget really get the word out. That's the core need that we're solving. And that started as a service last November. We started to do this through Pound.social. And then that's been transitioning as we've been adding more products, or we've started to add physical products, software as a service from our platform where people can do this directly themselves. So it started off as a service to companies where we'll manage this on your behalf, and now we're starting to transition to self-managed services that people can access on their own.
Well, great to have your perspective on that, Craig, and I think we should leave it there for now. Thanks so much for coming back on the show, and like I said, I'll be looking forward to hearing updates on your companies, and best of luck.
Great. Thanks, Alex.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now, stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. Did you know that almost 80% of UW-Madison's in-state students return to live and work in Wisconsin in the years after graduation? And almost half of all UW-Madison alumni are current Wisconsin residents. That's just one way we're driving our economy forward. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.